The Agency for International Development jumped into the data-driven decision-making pool more than 25 years ago when famine struck Ethiopia and the Sudan. USAID relied on what many would say now were rudimentary satellite images to figure out exactly where the food and other aid should be sent. Gary Elerts is the program manager for AID's Famine Early Warning Systems Network. He says it took the agency years to get really good at using the data to make decisions.
If there's been one abiding feature of our program, it's that we've gotten better at asking questions, and I think that is really an extremely difficult thing to do at the beginning because we didn't know what questions we could ask. We only really got fairly good at it about 10 years ago, so 19 years struggling to ask our questions. About 10 years ago, we figured that there is a better way to do this, and it is by asking our people to help us solve our problems directly, rather than them delivering the products that they had that they thought would help us.
It's that idea of asking good questions that is the linchpin for changing the culture of the government. More and more agencies over the last decade have moved toward a culture of measuring program performance through data and using those measurements to influence budget decisions. Dustin Brown is the Acting Associate Director for Performance and Personnel at the Office of Management and Budget. He says USAID's experience with using data is becoming more common across the government.
I think in the past, a lot of the efforts focused on increasing the supply of performance information. And what we really try to do is operate from a somewhat different premise, that really the key kind of aspect to get right is increasing the demand for the use of data to inform decision making. And if you get that in place first, if you get the leaders engaged on a regular basis, then the access to the data and the analytical tools really will come along. And essentially that's what we're hearing from agencies now. The leadership's engaged, and the challenge really has become making sure we get the metrics right effectively for decision making.
Brown says a real example of this change is OMB initially encouraged agencies to hold quarterly data-driven reviews. He says now about a third of all agencies hold monthly reviews of their programmatic information. Along with this top-down push for more decisions based on data, other evidence shows there's also a bottom-up push from the program side. Max Steyer is the president of the Partnership for Public Service. The partnership has published several reports over the last few years on how agencies are making decisions through data analysis. The most recent report reviewed case studies across five agencies, including AID.
One of the interesting commonalities amongst the five is that they really are being driven by the program folks who have a problem that they can see can get better resolved by using data analytics. And that's distinct from someone on top of the government saying, thou shall use the analytics. It's really homegrown. And I think these five are successful for that reason, because the analytics that are being used are directly connected to a real problem that program folk have. And therefore, they're making their lives better. They're improving their mission impact. And they're using these tools because it has a real effect on what they're trying to achieve.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Treasury Department are two examples of this bottom-up and top-down approach. Both realized having more information was good, but being able to make sense of it was even better. Captain Christopher Braden is the director of the Division of Foodborne, Waterborne, and Environmental Diseases. The CDC moved to a data-driven model in the 1990s during an E. coli outbreak in the northwest United States. Braden says the CDC started small, but now collects data from 87 state health labs. And through new technologies to look at microbes, they're now able to see connections among the bacteria.
This type of system allows us to identify a response situation, to identify it earlier. We can scale up depending upon what type of organism it is, what kind of illness is occurring in the people. So that's a very proximate use of this type of data. There are some other types of uses that are a bit more broad. For instance, if we do identify a food that's making people ill because this system identified the outbreak, then there may be a gap in the nation's food safety system that needs to be fixed. And so we can identify some of those gaps that may not be apparent or known to the food industry, and that then has a real preventive effect on the even decision makers outside of government.
Treasury applied a similar approach to the employee viewpoint survey data from the Office of Personnel Management. Nani Coloretti is the Assistant Secretary for Management. She says Treasury takes the information around employee satisfaction and uses it to make improvements across the department.
We plow that into our management suite of metrics that we track and basically have a conversation with our bureaus, our treasury bureaus, every quarter about that data. So we use that, and then there are several other indices that indicate how well a bureau and treasury-wide we are doing on, you know, job satisfaction, leadership, performance, talent management, innovation, I think is one of them. Employee engagement and diversity and inclusion is one of them. So OPM, by the way, has gotten really, really good at standardizing some of this measurement so that we can look at it for Treasury, we can look at it by Bureau, and we can compare it to the federal government and to other similarly sized agencies. That has been very helpful to benchmark the data and then to also ask ourselves some hard questions about what are we going to do about it. And that comes out through an action planning process.
Experts say there are several reasons why AIG, CDC, Treasury, and a growing number of agencies are taking advantage of the data to make decisions. One major reason is the data itself. It's more plentiful and more easily accessible. The second is the data analysis tools. Over the past decade, the market and the tools have matured. The partnership Steyer says the third reason is the people.
And I think what you see across agencies is where this stuff is working is because, once again, you have program people who are able to pull in technology as opposed to the technologist driving the actual changes in behavior. So you really want to make sure you have more of an integrated approach here where you have the folks that are responsible for the programs becoming more sophisticated about the opportunities that technology provide them and not just locating the technological expertise in a small number of folks that are not deeply integrated with the program work of the agency.
OMB will continue to institutionalize the data-driven approach through the people. Under the Government Performance and Results Modernization Act, GPRA, agencies must develop strategic plans and update their strategic objectives. Brown says agencies are in the early stages of that effort now.
Over the next year, we're going to be working with agencies to put in place a review process around those on a more systematic basis than maybe what occurred in the past to inform budget decision-making and really make sure that we're bringing kind of the evidence, evaluation findings, other sources of data information to understand the extent to which, you know, we're really having an impact on those strategic objectives. And we're working with our Performance Improvement Council right now to put in place something that's really going to be kind of meaningful and useful to influence that.
Brown says the approach will be flexible based on the agency's needs. But OMB wants departments to use central planning principles in developing their strategic plans and objectives. He says agencies will do their initial assessments this spring and plans will be made public later in 2014. Another way OMB has seen this approach take hold is through the Performance Improvement Council. Brown says the PIO Council created an internal agency reviews working group to share best practices and ideas for data-driven reviews.
What we're seeing is a lot of interest in sharing those from one to the other. Even kind of having agency staff sit on each other's reviews has been something that has been extraordinarily influential in the progress that we've been able to make. And, you know, I think those sorts of tools are actually pretty adaptable and from one agency to the next. And we've seen a lot more similarities than differences, I think, in the ability to kind of take some of these tools that are being used in one agency and apply them to another. So it's mainly the staff of the agency performance improvement officers. And, you know, it started out with about 10 members or so, I think, 2 years ago. And now we have over 100 from about 30 agencies. They meet on a monthly basis to share best practices, lessons learned, and, you know, different approaches on performance improvement.
And as budgets continue to tighten, longtime feds stream out the door and the demand rises to prove a program works, the reliance on data-driven decision-making will only increase. In Washington, Jason Miller, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.